Hi, this is Ariane Gerlach and welcome to Savvy Sassy She, an inspired young woman's ongoing guide to a rewarding and lavish lifestyle. This is excitingly episode one of the Savvy Sassy She podcast. And I thought it would be great to share a little bit about what Savvy Sassy She is, a little bit about myself, and what to expect in upcoming episodes. So, Savvy Sassy She is an ongoing guide to creating a fabulous, creative, inspired life, where we can indulge in lavish things, but still be real and make a difference. It'll be covering life management topics, goals, organization, lists, systems, things that really get me quite excited, and then looking holistically at the important different areas of life. Now, I've split those areas up into 13 different sections, so I'm going to put these different areas into your show notes, but just to give you a little bit of an overview, the first area is around physical health, so that's diet, exercise, hydration, habits. Number two, emotional health, all around stress, meditation, sleep habits, self-care, and that's a little bit of the, the beauty regime, looking after ourselves. Fourth area is relationships. So, and I've split relationships up into some different areas, but that's relationships in general. Really practice some areas that are going across the different relationship parts. One is relationship with your partner, or love, or romance. Relationship part number two is about family. So parents, siblings, cousins, aunts, uncles, everything like that. Then you've got the relationships with your friends, your second family, and then, because I do love animals, your relationship with your pet, cat, dog, fish, boa constrictor, whatever takes your fancy. Area number seven is around finance, so that's budget, savings, net worth, financial systems. Next one is professional, so career path, potential business, skills that you need, the roles that you might be taking on board under your professional hat. Area number nine is giving. Volunteering, donating, compassion, charity work, and connecting with community. The tenth area is around the spiritual part. So that's, whatever that means to you. Some people are sort of religious in a traditional sense. Some people, as myself, consider myself to be a little bit more spiritual in terms of connecting with what's out there, the universe. So I've kind of labeled that areas around compassion, connecting, gratitude, and nature. Number 11, surroundings. So this is what I'm considering, home, clutter, organization, the car, the office, the environment around you. 12 is interest and activities. So that's hobby, travel, creativity. And the last part, kind of, I guess, bringing it together with some sort of personal side is personal development, and whether that's courses and education and books you read and skills you're developing. So those are really the holistically important different areas of life. Plus this podcast and what I'll be doing on my blog as well, which I'll give you the address for a bit later, is really an ad hoc look at interesting mix of my interests and passions, and that's, really all around creativity, travel, books. I love books. Anything that really just takes my fancy. And let me know your interests and passions, and perhaps we can share those too. Savvy Sassy She is really about reaching out and sharing with a like-minded community of women. It's learning from each other, is getting inspired, and giving motivation. I know that really helps me when I'm able to connect with others and learn and share. So, what is a Savvy Sassy She? Well, a Savvy Sassy She is a young woman who is inspired with her life, who is taking or wanting to take a proactive stance towards creating a lavish, blissful, and rewarding life she desires, while giving back to the bigger picture, all in a way that is awesomely fun and an environment and a community supportive, inspirational, like-minded individuals. I'll explain why I created Savvy Sassy She in a few minutes, but first, a little bit about me. Well, my name is Ariane Gerlach, and people ask where it comes from, and I'm not really sure. But Mum wanted it to start with an A and end with an N. And so she filled in the blanks and came up with the name Ariane. So that's pretty much how my name came about. Anyway, so I live in Sydney and I have been here for about 11 years, which really surprises me because I did move around so often when I was younger and I always thought I might have itchy feet as I got older, but I've proved that pretty wrong by staying at least in the same city. The one thing that I do look back in hindsight though is that while I've been here 11 years, I think I've probably moved about 7 times. So I guess I've kept the space and the moving within me, but I have localized it and centralized it instead. I pretty much consider myself Australian, even though my mother is Singaporean and my father is German, and I was born in Hong Kong. My sister was born in Singapore, and my half-sister was born in Perth, as my mother remarried, and I have a Dutch stepfather, so we're a very multicultural family. So yeah, so I do live here in Sydney, and I live with my partner, my lover, who I call the man in the blog, as well as with my 20-year-old cat, Charlie, who is, I think, has gotten to this age because she really is a bit of a mongrel, a bitzer. You know, I think her mother had a little bit of hanky-panky with the alley cat, and that's how little Charlie Bear came about. We are considering getting a dog. I have always wanted a dog, but because of the lifestyle I've had, it was never really a feasible option. But now it might be. So if you've got any tips or suggestions about how to research and look into getting a little puppy, please let me know. I would like to get one through ethical means and not really supporting, I guess, those real puppy farms that you hear about. So yes. My father is here at the moment. He normally lives in Switzerland, but is here in Australia for the next few months. So we temporarily all live together in one big happy family. Well, I have a background in marketing. That's what I studied at university and worked for a few years in an awning and blind business. What I do now is something very exciting and very close to my heart. I work for an organization, a nonprofit called the 10,000 Girl Campaign. And we're all about bringing finance to life for 10,000 young women around Australia. And it's really giving them an opportunity to create a life plan and get their financial literacy underway. And it's such an exciting space because we're meeting young women, and that's, you know, girls in their 20s and their 30s from all around the place, rural and metropolitan areas, who are really coming together and putting their dreams down on paper and getting inspired from one another and seeing how they can really tangibly and realistically build the lives that they want to do. So I'm very excited to be part of this growing campaign, and that's what I do right now. A little bit more about me, I guess, to give you a few little tidbits about me. I love order. I love structure. I love systems. I love organization, but I often live in chaos. I have a desk that has papers all over it, but I know where everything is, and I have an ideal version of how I would like to be in that area, and I am slowly and gradually getting better at it, and it is a lifelong dream for me to have a home, a room, an office, cupboard spaces that are all perfectly organized, but let's see how I go. I am the oldest one in my family. I have two wonderful sisters where, unfortunately, we all live at different sides of the globe. Leanne, my younger sister of 3 years, she lives in London at the moment, having the London experience. And my sweet 16-year-old little sister, Tatiane, is over in Perth, finishing her last couple of years of school. I've created an old age onset of liking pink, which is very bizarre because I never liked pink as a young girl. And now, as I'm getting close to 30, pink seems to be a little bit of a much more intriguing colour for me, which my boss often gives me shit about. But anyway, and that's a little bit about me. Also, I love old school music. Sometimes I think I was born in the wrong era. You know, I should have been around in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s. But I wasn't, so I make up for it by listening to old school music, hence the choice of the intro to this podcast. I hope you enjoy. Now, moving on, why did I start Savvy Sassy She? Well, I was one of those girls who, you know, I did well at school. Doing well at school meant, you know, I should go on to university. And I went to university and I studied business, commerce, because that's what you did when you didn't know what to do, but you know you should have a productive degree. So I did that for a few years, you know, did okay there, and I joined then my mother's business. I had been working there full time when I was studying at uni and continued when I graduated and eventually became the marketing manager there. And I love my mum. My mum is this amazing, dynamic woman who has really created a life for herself and created amazing business with my stepfather. Now, everybody that was looking at me in this situation where I could work in this business that could potentially eventually become mine were going, what an amazing opportunity. Wow, you're so lucky to be able to get out there and have these things in front of you. And I was trying to smile and nod to myself and say, yes, isn't this exciting? Isn't this exactly what I should be doing? What an opportunity. But inside, there was something that was just not right. But, you know, I just went along with it because that was the sort of easy path and it was what the people around me were saying, you know, should be my dream. And I really was going along with that because, well, I didn't know what else to do. So that was better than anything else and better than a lot of the people that I knew, the situations that they were in. Anyway, I continued this for a few years, and then about 4 years ago, in 2007, if my math is correct, my sister and I, Leah, not the little 16-year-old, went on this three-month amazing backpacking trip around Europe. And it was fabulous. We went to Paris, we went to Siena, we went to Florence, we went to Prague, and we really had an amazing time. In the midst of that, we met up with my dad and we flew all together to Florida and got a 17-day cruise starting out of Fort Lauderdale. And it was going to be ending at Copenhagen. And we were going to visit these amazing places, Bahamas, Bermuda, and we had a great time. Well, we had a great time until smack bang in the middle of that cruise, I got hit by crippling anxiety. Now, this came as a surprise to me and to many people that knew me, because I think on the outside, on the surface, they saw me as this confident girl who really had, you know, pretty much everything that most people could want. You know, I had a job, a loving family, I was in a good relationship. Yet this struck me down and really, it became a very debilitating thing for many months. And without going into too much detail, I really was crying, rocking in the corner, couldn't work, couldn't eat, couldn't sleep. And, well, it was a horrendous time. During the recovery, I was really motivated to get out of that because there was weird stuff going on in my brain. And while I felt this constant fear inside of me and I really didn't know what to do, I knew that it wasn't okay for me to feel like that. And look, that lasted for about 6 months in one time, and I got a little bit better, and then it went for another 3 months. But during that time, I did work a lot on myself. I worked on different healing modalities. Gosh, I got everything from hypnotherapy to acupuncture to Reiki and energy work and counseling. And I have to say, look, I don't know what exactly got me out of it. Maybe it was a combination of all those things. But there were a few dawning realizations that happened, especially when I spoke to a counselor. And one of them was really getting to know myself a lot more. Getting to really understand what I wanted out of life, rather than just what my family expected of me, or what they thought was good for me, or what friends thought were good for me, or what society thought was good for me. I really started to uncover what I wanted. I eventually left my mother's business, and I didn't know what I wanted to do, except I discovered that I wanted to work with young women. Young women just like me, trying to find a way to create a fantastic life for themselves. So anyway, I worked in admin for a while, and the idea of Savvy Sassy She started to develop. And I was looking out there for, you know, what could I do to start creating my life? Because I didn't know where to start. I didn't know where the priorities lay. I'd started to learn a lot more about myself and what my likes and dislikes were, and what my strengths and what my weaknesses were. And I knew that I wanted to do things in career and health and relationships and hobbies and start paying more attention, but where to start? And there were lots of websites out there, you know, about around health and wellness for women, around finances for women, but there was nothing that really seemed to pull it all together, and not in a way that was necessarily kind of fun and uplifting and structured. So I thought, well, maybe I could start something like that myself. And this, at least, is a start. I started the blog a little while ago, and this is probably the next level. So that's just a little bit about why I've created Savvy Sassy She. And I would like to create some sort of structured way to look at a holistically lived life. And who knows what will come out of this. As I've said, it's a blog, the podcast. Maybe there's a book, maybe there's an online course I could create. Maybe there's workshops. Maybe there's something here in Sydney, articles. Really, I guess let's see. Now, what to expect from Savvy Sassy She's podcasts? Well, I'm going to be delivering these on a fortnightly basis. At least I will try my darndest. And the podcast is going to cover things like, you know, my musings on life and my experiences and what I achieve and what I experience on a day-to-day thing. Everything from, looking at my health and the things I'm trying and the systems I'm trying to implement and organize into my life. And I'm also going to start interviewing some really interesting women, authors perhaps, people in general who have tools and experiences to share, and perhaps just wonderful, aspiring, savvy, sassy she's like you and me. There's also going to be a resources and show notes section that you will be able to look at on the blog a little bit later on. And I'd really suggest, if you'd like to connect with me, the blog is savvysassyshe.blogspot.com, and that's savvy, S-A-V-V-Y, sassy, S-A-S-S-Y, and she, of course, S-H-E. You can also connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/savvysassyshe or send me an email at savvysassyshe@gmail.com. Well, that's podcast number one. I hope you've enjoyed it, given you a little bit of an overview. I would really love to hear more about you. So please connect in any way that you are comfortable with, and I'll see you in a fortnight's time for the next episode of Savvy Sassy She. Thanks and bye.